And I'd like to welcome Demise Foster. She is Executive Director of Conservation Voters New Mexico. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
So you have also been haunting the legislature, I would think, and being there every day and watching what's going on in terms of environmental legislation. We just heard from Linda Siegel that there's really not a whole lot of bills going anywhere.
We have a few that are moving pretty fast, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we do have some. You know, they do a thing where they put an emergency clause on a bill, and they try to get it through really quickly and enact it immediately. So some of those people don't know about.
Let's hear about them.
Yeah, so today on the House floor, there's going to be a bill heard, HB 296, and it's a bill that not a lot of people know about. It's called an economic development bill, but what it does is it offers incentives for large out-of-state companies to come to New Mexico and get a discounted utility rate as an incentive for coming. But the people that have to pay that discounted rate are New Mexicans and small businesses, schools, hospitals. We all have to pick up the tab. There's no cap on it. And they've removed all PRC oversight, the Public Regulation Commission.
No.
So there's no regulation for what the rate is, and there's no cap on how much ratepayers are going to have to pick up the tab for these out-of-state companies.
That's crazy.
It's great.
Editorial comment by yours truly. Who's behind this bill? What's going on?
Well, PNM is behind the bill, and other utility companies. You know, it's a great way for them to, you know, bring big companies in and increase their profits.
And so these big companies will come in and do what exactly?
Say, for example, you have a big manufacturing company, and they can come into New Mexico, and they could be located next to an existing manufacturing company or any kind of company. And because they're coming in out of state, they get a utility tax break, and it's a subsidy that all of us are going to have to, even low-income people. Say this business is built in Albuquerque. People in rural areas across the state who won't even directly benefit are going to be picking up the tab. And because there's no cap on it, it has a lot of environmental ramifications because they will have to build additional transmission stations, transmission lines, generation stations. And that cost will go directly out to the taxpayers.
So basically, it's a way of supposedly bringing in economic development, bringing in companies from out of state, no matter what they make. It's not just utility. Mm-hmm. It's not just energy generation companies or anything like that. So you come in.
Any company.
And you decide you're going to make flip-flops. And you open a flip-flop generating, flip-flop factory. You pay a lower rate than everybody else in New Mexico,
exactly.
And New Mexicans benefit from New Mexicans pay for that lower rate.
Exactly, that's exactly what it does. And one of the worst things about the bill, besides there's no cap on it, and endless businesses could come in and create great development and sprawl. But you know, they've removed PRC authority. Right now, there's an existing statute that allows New Mexico to bring in out-of-state companies at a utility discount, but it has two very important safeguards, and one of them is that it's based on if we actually have the excess energy and electricity to provide them. This bill strips that out and makes it so that, you know, there could be endless companies coming in getting this tax rate, and we'd have to build endless infrastructure to support it.
So has this bill passed out of all its committees?
So the bad thing about this bill is there's two of them that running through both chambers, the Senate and the House. Today, HB 296 will be heard on the House floor.
Meaning it's gone through all of its committees?
They only assigned it to one committee.
Oh, I thought it had to go through three.
No. They can assign a...
Because they're calling it an emergency?
They can assign it to one committee or two or three, and this one got assigned to one, so it moved really quickly. And because it sounds like a good jobs bill, it's been very difficult to stop the momentum of this bill. There's also one on the Senate side that's been through its one committee. It has one more committee to go through, And we're working really closely with our environmental champions in the House and Senate to slow it down and get the information out to the other legislators that, you know, if in their districts, their New Mexican families and small businesses are going to be paying for this. And the, you know who benefits is the utility companies. They're the ones that are going to benefit the most.
And these out-of-state companies who may or may not be bringing any direct benefit to New Mexico, and except for a few, some jobs, and it doesn't even probably specify how many jobs that's
going to
be.
It does. It has to give 20 jobs at $40,000 a year, but it doesn't stipulate that they have to hire New Mexicans. So it could be a company that brings people with them from whatever state they're, there's no clause in there that says New Mexicans have to be hired. It has so many problems.
Oh, boy. And this is the kind of thing where our wonderful citizen legislators who do their best and who learn as much as they can, but basically are, as we learned from former Senator D.D. Feldman yesterday, are coming from all over the state and are not professional legislators. They're professional business people and teachers and realtors and retired people and so on. So to learn the vicissitudes of every single bill is really hard. This one looks good on the surface, but...
Exactly. This is what happens in the session a lot, is that, you know, it has a good name. It says jobs all over it. You know, our economy is not in great shape. So people... But what you have to do is dig deep into these bills and see how they're really written. This one was written very quickly with an emergency clause on it. And
by
so,
PNM, no doubt.
Yes, by PNM. And so it's, you know, our job, you know, our environmental community and to go out and actually educate our wonderful legislators who are citizen legislators who can't possibly, I mean... Conservation Voters New Mexico alone, we have 36 bills right now that we're tracking just with one person, me.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a big job for not only us to keep on top of it, but also to make sure that our legislators know what's in these bills so they can make the right decision.
Meanwhile, lobbyists for large companies have any number, I mean, these large companies have any number of lobbyists that they'll send down. So they can send two lobbyists per legislator, practically.
Yeah.
So if citizens listening to this right now would like to do something, what should they do?
I think the biggest thing we can do today is call your representative in your district. And you can get that information. We have a website called protectnewmexico.org where we track all the bills. And you can find your legislator on that website and call them today and let them know that you oppose the Economic Development Utility Rate Bill, HB 296.
HB 296.
Mm-hmm.
Demise Foster is Executive Director of Conservation Voters New Mexico, which is on the web at cvnm.org. And we want to thank you very much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Kate Nelson in just a moment. Please stay tuned.